Every high school and college student wants an outgoing social life, good grades, and plenty of sleep, but can only have a maximum of two. This, along with many other expectations, causes stress. Stress leads to anxiety. Anxiety leads to depression. Depression in adolescence is a very big issue that needs to be brought to more people's attention. High school and college often causes depression and anxiety, but the schools aren't doing anything to break the stigma. Schools need to have a more open and professional take on counseling and getting students the proper care they need. Making students feel more comfortable and putting less pressure on them will positively impact the rates of depression and anxiety in adolescence. The three most common reasons students may be or feel depressed is 1. Academic pressure. Academic pressure is a very common thing in high school and college students. Having your work compared to your classmates can be very stressful for students and can be degrading. Feeling as though you are competing with your peers for college, university, and grades causes the pressure to increase. 2. Relationships. Most commonly, teens experience their first romantic relationship in high school or post-secondary. This is a common and essential part of growing up and teenage development, but can also take a toll on your emotions and mental state, and can be very difficult if you have no guidance, support, or advice. And 3. Bullying. Bullying plays a major part in adolescent depression. Research has discovered that depression and bullying are often linked, and victims of bullying are at high risk of depression, anxiety, or suicidal thoughts. Depression caused by bullying is one of the main causes of teenage suicide. The University of Phoenix made a survey which showed that an average high school student does 17.5 hours of homework per week. This could cause stress levels to increase, cause fatigue, and put lots of pressure on the students to have the assignment handed in on time and meet expectations. The social aspect of high school can be very bad for students' mental health if they don't feel like they fit in. They won't learn the social skills they need in life if they don't feel comfortable in the school. Trying to fit in and changing yourself can be very stressful, and being pressured into things you don't want to do can cause depression and addiction. Your high school career determines what your future is going to be like, which can be very stressful for students. The idea that students have to decide their career path at such a young age increases stress and anxiety levels due to the fear of choosing the wrong career path or not taking the proper prerequisites for their post-secondary program. The part of the brain that controls self-regulation, the prefrontal cortex, is not fully developed in teens, making it difficult to limit or control impulses. This leads to bad or risky behavior or rebellious actions, which leads to bad consequences and can cause a negative impact on mental health. Many teens, parents, and teachers are very undereducated on adolescent depression in schools and the stigma revolving around it. If they are properly educated, then there will be better systems to support and help students suffering from depression and anxiety get the proper care they need. We need to take a stand and let our voices be heard. Expectations in schools are way too high in today's society. Stress levels, depression, and anxiety have dramatically increased over the years, and something needs to change. If you notice someone is feeling down, not acting themselves, or showing signs of depression, offer them support or ask if they need help. Until the school boards come to realization with this issue and make change, students are going to have to be the main source of support for their peers.